हरे कृष्णा। आई एम इन ऋषिकेश ऑन द बैंक्स ऑफ द गंगा एंड वी हैड अ फ्यू आवर्स अवेलेबल, सो वी केम टू अ स्पॉट अबाउट 20 किलोमीटर्स फ्रॉम ऋषिकेश वेयर देर इज अ केव और अ प्लेस वेयर इट इज सेड दैट वशिष्ठ मुनि and his wife Arundhati performed penances here for many years. Vasishtha Muni, as we know, has an important role to play in the Ramayana. So this place is called the Vasishtha Gufa or the cave. And you have to walk down quite a bit from the road to come to the banks of the river, and there is an ashram there. And then from the ashram you have to walk further down to come to the river. Very, very beautiful place. It is said here that because of the penances of Vasishtha Muni, just for this particular stretch, the flow of the Ganga river slows down. So it flows at a rapid speed till it comes here. It slows down over here. Then as soon as it passes this place, it once again flows at a rapid speed. And sitting here and just chanting the holy names and trying to imbibe the atmosphere is a very divine experience. This is one of the places where there aren't that many tourists, although we had a group of Russian spiritual seekers who were here in a big group, but they've left. So it's quite a pleasure to be in some solitude over here where there's hardly anybody else. We also managed to get a dip in the Ganga. The water is quite cold, even though it's hot outside. But because the waters of the Ganga flow from the Gangotri glacier, melted ice, so her waters remain cold. So you can imagine if it's so cold in the month of May, it's almost May now, end of April, then how cold it must be in January. And the sages who stay here, they take a bath anyway, every day over here. In the Srimad Bhagavatam it is said that since the waters of the causal ocean entered into the universe through the hole that was created by the lotus toe of Vamanadev, the waters touched the lotus feet of the Lord and they became Charanamrita. And because there is reddish color that is smeared on the lotus feet of the Lord that has been offered by the devotees, and naturally also his feet are reddish in color, so the waters of the celestial Ganga acquired a pinkish complexion. The waters of the Ganga fell in the higher planets up to in Dhruva Loka and then further down through the heavenly planets where she is known as Mandakini. And then of course she descended onto the earth planet, or rather she is known as Alakananda in the heavenly planets, and then she descended here on the earth planet because of the penances of Bhagirath, and so she is also called Bhagirathi. She is also called Jahnavi for another reason, and the Bhagavatam says that because she originated from the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu, she is called Vishnupadi. So Srila Prabhupada in the purport to that verse says that another name for Goddess Ganga is Patita Pavani because she purifies everything and everyone. Patita means fallen and Pavani means she who purifies. So Ganga purifies us internally and externally. And from time immemorial, people have been coming here to take bath in the Ganga to have her darshan. And Srila Prabhupada mentions that those who reside on the banks of the Ganga and take bath every day in her pure transcendental waters become completely purified, and they develop a devotional attitude towards the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this is the benefit of being in the association of Mother Ganga. She is herself a great devotee. She is an associate of Yamuna in the spiritual world. The two are like sisters. And they both exist even in Goloka Vrindavan. And one time in Kartik Purnima, when Krishna was worshipping Srimati Radharani and the great sages and demigods had also come and were participating in this blissful function or ceremony, and Lord Shiva was also in great bliss singing songs in glorification of Radha and Krishna, then Srimati Radharani and Krishna both melted, and their liquid forms, the liquid form actually is the water of the Ganga. So the Ganga is not only Vishnupadi, because she washes the lotus feet of the Lord as she enters into the material universe, but in Goloka Vrindavan, she is the liquefied form of Radha and Krishna. So for us as devotees of Vrindavan, this is a very important perspective to have on Mother Ganga. So she is Charanamrita in more ways than one. She is Charanamrita not only because she washes the lotus feet of the Lord, but also because she actually is the form of Radha and Krishna in liquid, in liquid form. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mentions that in Kali Yuga, Krishna appears in two forms, in wood and in water. In the form of wood, Krishna appears as Jagannath in Jagannath Puri, and in the form of water, he is present here as Ganga, the river Ganga. So both of them, Jagannath, by worshipping Jagannath, by worshipping Ganga and coming in contact with her devotionally in various ways, we can actually develop our devotion for Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. Ganga is like our spiritual mother. She's also a material mother in the sense that she gives sustenance to everyone who lives on her banks and far beyond as well. But she's a mother too, spiritually, because she gives us devotion to the divine couple Radha and Krishna. She purifies our heart and gives us love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we can just meditate on Ganga, and even by chanting her names, Ganga, Ganga, we get purified. All glories to Mother Ganga. Hare Krishna, Ganga Devi ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sri Vrindavan Dham ki jai, Sri Rishikesh Dham ki jai, Gaur Premanande, Hari Hari Bol, Hare Krishna.